This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Absolutely. Well, Louise, without further ado, we have our first guest on the line.
We do. You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Louise Taffer with Josh Parrish. And ahead of Sunday's 2018-19 A-League Grand Final at Optus Stadium, Fox Sports commentator and former Perth Glory defender Jamie Harnwell joins us. Jamie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Jamie, firstly, is there an update on the ticket sales? We hear it's like getting closer and closer to selling out.
Yeah, look, there's been a huge buzz over here around that. It was at 45,000 as of yesterday, about midday. I haven't heard anything further so far, but if people are listening and thinking about going for a walk up on the day, they might be seriously disappointed.
That's brilliant. And Jamie, it seems to be such a buzz about Perth Glory this season. Must be heartening considering, you know, it's been a long time between drinks for the Glory.
It has some 15 years since winning a grand final. It's been a long wait, and the people of Perth have been pretty starved of success in recent years. Sort of, you know, a couple of FFA Cup final appearances and one grand final appearance for a club of Perth Glory's stature and Perth Glory's history has been difficult to swallow for a lot of people. And it's, yeah, to see them to finally back into a grand final, the grand final at home as well is a huge thing. And, you know, the Perth public certainly love their sporting teams and love them when they're doing well. And it should be a great event on Sunday.
And we were certainly lauding their off-season recruitment, Tony Popovich and Tony Pinata as well coming into the club. Thought they were going to be successful. But, you know, I've been surprised by how quickly they've suddenly turned themselves into the leading A-League club. I mean, you know, have you been surprised by how quickly Tony Popovich has been able to implement his system and get this team playing some of the best football in the country?
No, not really. I think with the quality of players they've brought in as well, obviously, Tony Popovich and Tony Pinata were huge acquisitions and set the scene for what was to come. But when you're talking about the likes of Economides, Davidson, Franjic, Spiranovic, you know, these are Socceroos, ex-Socceroos, who are still at the peak of their powers with things to prove as well. And if there's, you know, players that I suppose Popper likes to sign, it's those that have got almost a chip on their shoulders about something they've got to prove to other people. So, you know, when they brought those calibre of players in, there was always the sense that it could be a good year. I think top two was always an expectation, even though the group probably didn't speak about it publicly from the outside. That was the expectation placed on them. So they've certainly lived up to it. Did we expect them to win the league and get into a grand final? Well, perhaps not, but they were always going to be up there and there or thereabouts.
And Jamie, it seems like the success that they're having now is almost coming back to the fact that they had a really solid pre-season.
Yeah, it is. It was a, you know, very, very physical pre-season. You know, some of the players look in great shape. You know, Lowry's probably in the best shape that I've seen him in the past couple of seasons. There was really, a group mindset that, you know, they've had the players in the past and it hasn't quite worked. There's a special group of players that have come together and prepared to sacrifice to win the ultimate prize. And that's, you know, been driven by the coaching staff, by the players who expect everything from each other that they can give. And that's carried them on all the way through the season.
And they've achieved plenty already, of course, but still one more to go against a pretty hungry Sydney FC team. We've actually beaten them twice this season. Where do you think the game is won and lost tactically on Sunday?
Well, I mean, when you talk about the two losses, one, of course, was the week after Gloria clinched the Premier's plate when there's a lot of players being rotated through. So I'm not sure too much can be read into that one. It really is a contrasting of styles with how the two teams play. I'm sure Sydney will be happy to soak up some of the pressure, deny the likes of Castro, Economides, space to try and get into those little pockets in front of the back four and cause problems. And Sydney is so dangerous on the counter-attack. Lafondra, in particular, makes great runs. Again, against the back three, they've got to be, you know, the Perth Glory have got to be ever so careful that Lafondra can't find those little channels in behind Lowry and those types of players. So, look, I think Sydney need to nullify Perth Glory's attacking threat. If they can do that, then we know they've got the quality to be able to get forwards and hit on the counter-attack.
And do you think that last week's semi-final, going all the way to penalties, it was, you know, grueling physically and emotionally? Do you think that has any effect on the players?
No, I don't think so. Perhaps if it was a, you know, if that was a Sunday evening fixture, then you might be able to question some of it for from a Friday night perspective. Physically, the players will be over it. And when you speak emotionally, you know, they are the nights that, that players remember for the rest of their careers. You know, I was lucky enough to be involved in a couple of grand finals and one or two big ones in particular. And they're the things, whether they're extra time or penalties, you live for those moments and they're things you'll take away and gain strength from rather than be drained from.
And I also hear that there's actually an AFL game being played at Optus Stadium tonight. Do you think that'll have any impact on the pitch for Sunday?
No, the Optus Stadium is a pretty hard-wearing surface. There's been some criticisms of it from AFL and being it's perhaps too hard a surface, and some players have suffered some injuries because of it. So I don't expect it to be impacted too much by the other code tonight. I'm sure it'll be in very good condition moving forwards, and it'll be, you know, there'll be a shortly cut grass. It'll be a really slick surface, which I know Perth Glory really enjoy playing on.
And like, how does that hard surface affect the way they play? Both teams play the game, I should say.
It'll take a little bit of getting used to. I know Perth Glory have had a couple of training sessions on there so far this week. You know, the bounce might be a little bit more than what you expect it to be. But apart from that, I can't see there being too much difference. You know, both teams like to play football. They like to get the ball down. They play feet. They play players in behind as well. So I don't expect that to affect anything too much. You know, when it comes down to it, when you've got the creme de la creme of A-League players, they can play on anything and make it look good.
And Jamie, just a word on, you know, sort of the Western Australian sporting mentality. I mean, it seems to be like quite a parochial state, and we've seen that the grand final ticket sales have been sensational. You know, what would it mean to have not one, but actually three really successful sporting franchises in Perth at the moment?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we're obviously a long way away from the rest of Australia, and there is that real us v them mentality that can be bred out here. So when you know, when teams are doing well and they're coming up against, you know, fancied opponents and Bling FC, as Sydney used to be known, probably not so much these days anymore. They, you know, the Perth public want their teams to do well and are desperate to support them. But it also shows the support for football as a code that we have in this state. It you know, probably gets a little bit overshadowed sometime. We've got so many people who are interested in supporting the Premier League, in Serie A, in La Liga, and all these other leagues, and don't necessarily see the quality of the A-League and what that environment can provide as well. So an occasion like this certainly showcases that love for the game and the support that the code has here over in the West.
And do you think this grand final has the potential to convert some of those maybe casual fans who already follow European football into Glory, you know, rusted-ons?
Oh, look, I think the semi-final certainly would have done its bit as well. But, yeah, you know, people coming along to a big game such as this with a good atmosphere, the active supporters, the Shed supporters have been, you know, desperately trying to get their message out about people getting the song sheets and knowing all the words and creating a real cauldron at Optus Stadium. And, you know, that's the type of thing that we need to continue to grow the game, not just here but across Australia. We've, of course, got Manchester United and Leeds coming out soon as well. So, you know, a good event, a good Glory performance and a win can only help boost their numbers moving forward to the following season.
And I'm sure if that doesn't win them over, the Purple Burgers will.
Yeah, I've seen those. How good do they look? It's incredible, some of the stuff that goes on. I'm not sure, how easy it would be to eat something purple that well, but people have just, you know, they've gone nuts over here. As I said, it's been 15 years since 15 or 16 years since we've had a home grand final here in Perth. So people are ecstatic to be involved again and just can't wait for the day.
Jamie, I'm expecting you to try one and report back to us on how good it tastes.
I'm sure they'll probably sold out by the time I get there.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Perth for Revival has been really the feel-good story of the season. Sunday's game is the culmination. Wish you all the best for the game.
Thanks very much, guys.
Jamie Harmwell, Perth Glory legend, and of course Fox Sports commentator, joining us on the line. Sorry to talk to us about the grand final.